Welcome to Talks from the Bible. This program is brought to you by The Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia. Our broadcast Monday through Friday, 6:55 a.m., Saturday morning, 7:45 a.m., and then on Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. We would be delighted if you would listen to all of these programs as we present to you the Bible, the Word of God. We also invite you to worship with us on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock and then again at 11 o'clock as we engage in a study of the Bible and the worship of Almighty God. We would be delighted if you would come and worship with us. If there is any way that we can help you in seeking a relationship with God or in enhancing your present relationship with God, we would be delighted to do whatever we might be able to do. If you need our help for any reason, please call upon us. We stand ready to teach the Bible to you, to study the Bible with you, or to do anything that might help you in your daily walk of life. The Bible calls for a change of life. God wants us to change. We are to turn from unrighteousness to righteousness, from impurity to purity, from unholiness to holiness. We are to turn away from sin to a life of godliness. In the Old Testament book of Jeremiah, at chapter 7 and verse 3, the ancient prophet called upon the people of God, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place." God was going to bring a blessing upon them if they would change the conduct of their life. Whereas they were in rebellion against Him, He wanted them to amend their ways and their doings and turn unto Him. A call for a change is made by the Old Testament prophet Isaiah at chapter 1, verses 16 through 18. "Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." God would bestow a blessing upon them if they would turn from the evil of their ways. God will bless us if we will but turn from the evil of life. In Jonah chapter 3, at verses 1 through 10, this ancient prophet is sent to the city of Nineveh. Nineveh is a very wicked city. God wants them to repent. He wants them to turn from their wickedness and turn unto Him. When you read the short book of Jonah, you will find that this man refused to do what God wanted him to do by going to this wicked city. Jonah was aware of the wickedness of Nineveh. Perhaps he was afraid to go, or perhaps he saw no need to go. But regardless, God wanted him to take the message of repentance to this wicked city. Though this city was wicked, God wanted them to change. Though they were defiled with sin, God wanted them to become pure. Regardless of how we have lived our life in the past, God wants us to change. He wants us to turn from the evil of our doings. He wants us to repent and seek Him and follow Him and love Him. In the third chapter of Jonah, the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee." So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. And he cried and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne. He laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth, and set in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn every one from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger, that we perish not? And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. And God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. Jonah obeyed God, went down to the wicked city of Nineveh, and preached the message that God sent him to proclaim. Yet 40 days, I will overthrow the city. God was going to give them time to repent. God was going to give them an opportunity to change. Has God not done the same for you and for me? Has God not given us an opportunity to turn from the evil of our ways, from the sin that is present in our life? God gives every individual the opportunity to repent and turn unto Him. And as Nineveh heard this message that Jonah preached unto them, they turned from their evil way. And God did not bring the wrath upon them that he had promised because of their repentance. The Bible calls us to change our life. God wants us to turn from the evil of our way. He wants us to repent of the sin that is in our life and turn unto him. And this glorious opportunity of repentance has been given unto us because of his love, his mercy, and his care. God is a gracious God, a compassionate God, but God can also be a God of anger. Had Nineveh not repented of the sin in which they were engaged, if they had not turned from their wickedness, then God was going to bring wrath upon them. If we do not amend the ways of our life, if we do not change the way we live, then God will certainly bring his wrath upon us. The wilderness preacher John heralded a change when he preached. Luke chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. Then he said to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come, bring forth fruits worthy of repentance. The message of John the Immerser, or John the Baptizer, as he preached the word of God in the wilderness, was repent. God wanted them to be worthy of repentance. He wanted them to bear fruits that showed that they had repented. Our life must be the evidence of our repentance. The way we live must be the evidence of our turning unto God. We must leave the path of sin and turn toward the path of righteousness. We must leave the way of Satan and turn to the path that God has placed forth in His truth. Repentance is a biblical subject. Both the Old Testament and the New Testament abound with the subject of repentance. God called ancient Israel to repent because they would drift into sin. When we read the prophets, as we have done from the book of Jeremiah and from the book of Isaiah, a change was necessary for them to be pleasing and acceptable unto God. The New Testament abounds with the subject of repentance. God calls upon the people to whom the gospel is proclaimed even today, that we repent of our sins, that we turn unto Him. The message that Jeremiah preached is the message that must be proclaimed today. Amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in the land. God will bring His blessings upon us if we will amend our ways and our doings. Mark 6 and verse 12, they went out and preached that men should repent. As Jesus sent His disciples forth, He sent them to preach the message of repentance. The word repentance simply means to change, to turn and go in a different direction. We are to turn from the path of sin to the path of righteousness. We are to turn from the way of wickedness to the way of righteousness. God wants us to repent. Acts chapter 3 and verse 19, repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. This statement is made by the Apostle Peter in the city of Jerusalem. This follows that great sermon that was preached at Pentecost that is recorded in Acts chapter 2, where even in verse 38 of Acts 2, Peter said, repent. And now again he says, repent and be converted. The word converted means to change our heart, change our life. We change our perspective. We change our idea about what pleases God and what is acceptable to God. We turn unto Him so that we might be acceptable unto Him. We are to repent of past wrongs, of sins that have been committed in our past life. We are to be converted unto God and turn unto Him and live in a manner that is acceptable and pleasing unto Him. This acceptable life can be discovered in the pages of Scripture. We can read in the Bible what is acceptable to God and what is not acceptable to God. We can read the sins that are to be put away from our life and the actions and attitudes that are to permeate our heart as we seek to live the new life. In Revelation 2 and verse 5, God even calls upon His church, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come to thee quickly and remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. We are to repent, even if we are following God and have fallen from our righteousness. It is possible for us to fall out of communion with God. It is possible, even while we are the children of God, to go into the way of sin and transgress the law of God. This was a church to whom God had written His message, and He called upon them to repent. There was a blessing going to be pronounced upon them if they repented, but there was also a curse that was going to be pronounced upon them if they did not repent. We are called to repentance. The message of the gospel this day calls us to repent and turn unto God. Matthew 9 and verse 13, Jesus speaks of Himself when He says, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. The righteous do not need to repent. The righteous are living in a manner that is pleasing unto God. Sinners must repent. Sinners are those who transgress the law of God. Sinners are those who do not live in an acceptable manner before God. Sin is a transgression of God's law, 1 John 3 and verse 8. Sin is going outside the boundary that God has set. Sin is a violation of the commandments of God and a refusal to do the will of God. Sin is a failure on the part of the sinner to live up to the standard that God has set and has established through Jesus Christ in His Word. Jesus came so that He might call sinners. How comforting that is to know that even as sinners, we can turn away from sin and come unto Jesus Christ and know the forgiveness of our sins because of the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. It is a wonder that God allows humanity to repent. It is amazing that God sent Jesus into the world so that He might be the avenue of our repentance and the one through whom the blessings of salvation and forgiveness would come. Jesus came into the world so that you and I might turn from our sinfulness and become God-like in our manner of life. In Luke 24 and verse 47, after Jesus has arisen from the dead, He gives a charge to His disciples. He wants them to preach in all the world. He wants them to go and tell every creature the precious message of salvation. All of humanity has a right to hear the Word of God. All of humanity can come unto God and know God as their Father if they will but repent. Jesus says to His disciples that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. The disciples were to wait in the city of Jerusalem, Acts chapter 1. The Holy Spirit would come upon them, and the Holy Spirit did fall upon them, as is recorded in Acts chapter 2. The Spirit would guide them into all truth, John 16:13. The Spirit would speak to them things to come, John 16:13. The Spirit would guide them and bring to their remembrance everything that Jesus had spoken, John 14. And from Jerusalem they were to go into Judea and to Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth, Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. The message that they were to proclaim was the message of repentance. They were to call for repentance. The charge of the gospel is for us to repent and turn. We must see the sin in our life. We must recognize that we do that which is not pleasing unto God. We must know the Scripture and the boundary that God has set, or else we will be unable to repent. We must be mindful of sin and have the desire to hear the message of truth and repent and turn unto God. Romans 2 and verse 4, despisest thou the riches of His goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? God's goodness leads us to repentance. Because God is so good, He allows humanity to repent. Sin is a violation of the very character of God. God hates sin. God loves sinners because He wants sinners to repent. He has offered unto sinners His grace, His mercy, His compassion, and His love. But we can despise the riches of that goodness and forbearance and long-suffering. Oh, how God bears with us. How long-suffering God is. He will wait for us to repent, but He will not wait forever. We must repent because of God's goodness. We must see the goodness of God. We must behold the love of God. The cross is the evidence of God's love for humanity. the cross of Jesus Christ, where His blood was shed and where the Savior died, is the great declaration of Almighty God for the salvation of humanity. God desires that we repent, and His goodness tells us of His desire for us to repent. In Acts 17 and verse 30, the Apostle Paul goes into the city of Athens. The city of Athens is a city that is wholly given to idolatry. The Apostle says, "The times of this ignorance," verse 30, "God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." Repentance is a commandment of God. It is not an option in my life or your life. God commands that we repent. He commands that all men everywhere repent, because all of humanity, every individual, has the very same problem in their relationship with God, and that problem is sin. And because of sin, we must repent. But Paul points out in verse 31 that God has appointed a day in the which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom He hath ordained, and whereof He hath given assurance unto all men, in that He hath raised Him from the dead. We must repent, not only because of the goodness of God and the love of God and because of Jesus' journey to earth, but we must repent because of the coming judgment. And we are to repent of our own sin. Each of us has sin. In Luke 13, verses 1 through 5, "There were present at that season some that told Him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, Suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things? Do you believe that there are people who commit worse sins than you commit? Are there people who commit worse sins than I commit?" This is Jesus' question to this multitude. They have presented Him with the idea that Pilate had mingled the blood of the Galileans with their own sacrifices. Jesus said, "I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." It does not make any difference what kind of sinners those Galileans were. What matters is that you must repent. Verse 4, "Are those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwell in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Here are two examples where it might appear that there were individuals who had committed worse sins than others because of the tragic circumstance that had befallen them. But in both instances, Jesus said, "Except ye repent, ye shall perish." Unless I repent, I am going to perish. Unless I turn from the evil of my way, I will perish. It is my desire that you turn from the error of your way. But if you choose not to turn, I must turn. If I choose not to turn, you must turn. My decision of repentance must not be based upon what someone else does or does not do. My decision must be based upon my own relationship with God and my need for repentance. At Matthew 21, verses 28 through 32, Jesus said, "A certain man had two sons. And he came to the first and said, 'Son, go work today in my vineyard.' He answered and said, 'I will not.' But afterward he repented and went. And he came to the second and said likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir, and went not. Whither of them twain did the will of his father? They say unto him, the first. Jesus saith unto them, Verily I say unto you, that the publicans and harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and ye believed him not. But the publicans and the harlots believed him. And ye, when ye had seen it, repented not afterward, that ye might believe him. As Jesus relates this story, it is a reminder that there were those who heard the preaching of John, and they did not repent. There were those whom these Jews described as publicans and harlots. They saw them as the worst of humanity. And Jesus said they repented. Because of their repentance, they shall go into the kingdom of God even before you. I must repent of my sin. I must turn from the evil and the wickedness of my life, just as you must as well. We must repent to escape the wrath of God. God will bring His wrath upon those who do not repent and do not turn. Remember, the judgment is going to come. Remember that you and I are going to stand in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, who shed His blood, who offered Himself as a sacrifice for human sin, so that I might be saved. God will pour out His vengeance and His wrath upon those who do not turn. Matthew 11:20-24. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which had been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained unto this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. Jesus pronounces a woe upon these cities because of their refusal to repent and turn from their evil. Revelation 2:16, again Jesus is speaking to His church, His body, and He says, Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against thee with the sword of my mouth. We do not want to fight against God, because all the enemies of God are destroyed. Those who do not repent of sin will be devoured with the sword of the Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation 2:21-23. I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Oh, God has given us time to repent. Even now we have the opportunity to repent and to turn. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am He which searcheth the reins and hearts. And I will give unto every one of you according to your works. God calls us to repent. Let us repent so that God may turn away His wrath from us, even as He did from the city of Nineveh in the long ago, as they repented at the preaching of Jonah. Let us hear the preaching of the Word of God, and may that preaching prick or convict our heart of sin and turn us unto repentance, so that we might escape from the divine wrath of the Almighty God.